Barry, we've heard from Berrigan Betts in Second Life, who says, can fish and frogs who naturally freeze help us to figure out how to freeze human organisms? Could we explore a little bit about what happens in the bodies? Because you sort of tantalisingly hinted there at what they're doing with the careful positioning of the freezing and when and where. What's actually going on and how can these organisms inform strategies for healthcare?
Well, I think Lorna will be able to come in a moment too, but we've learnt along the way that some of these organisms actually have what we call antifreeze proteins, which dictate where the ice starts to form in their bodies. So instead of allowing themselves to freeze all over, as it were, they localise the ice that does form into parts of their body that's not going to be injured, the areas under the skin or in the abdominal cavity. They try and avoid quite carefully freezing inside organs. So again, they're very evolutionary tuned to survive this process.
One point that was made to me in relation to these specialist creatures like the frogs and toads that can survive being frozen solid is that one of the big problems is that if ice does form inside their cells, then the ice forms out of pure water and the solution that's left around the ice crystals is more concentrated, so it pulls water into the cell by the process of osmosis, making the cells swell a bit, and then more freezing takes place and leaves more concentrated water, so the cells swell a bit more, and this ruptures cells. So what they actually do is encourage themselves to freeze really well, really quickly, so in fact they don't have this process happening to rupture all of their cells. I don't know if you have a perspective on that, Lorna.
Yes, that's absolutely right. So that's known as osmotic pressure or osmotic stress. And in fact, that's how a lot of these organisms develop mechanisms to protect themselves. They, in vivo, they can change their solvent composition to either increase the amount of cryoprotectant molecules in the vicinity or reduce it. Humans can do this as well, interestingly. We have membrane proteins called aqua or glycerporins, and they can control the traffic of water or glycerol molecules across the cell membrane. But of course, we obviously can't do it as effectively as some of these other organisms, like the frogs or the fish. But perhaps there is potential there for the future.